This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. A successful launch of an intermediate-range ballistic missile Agni-4 was carried out from integrated test range at Chandipur in Odisha yesterday. The Defence Ministry said the launch successfully validated all operational and technical parameters. It said the launch was conducted under the aegis of Strategic Forces Command. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a day-long visit to Gorakhpur and Chitrakoot in Uttar Pradesh and Chitrakoot at Satna in Madhya Pradesh today. Mr. Dhankar will inaugurate a new Sainik school in Gorakhpur district of Uttar Pradesh. He will preside as the chief guest at the two-day national seminar on Rishi tradition in modern life organized at Jagatguru Ram Bhadracharya Divyang State University at Chitrakoot in the state. The Vice President will also pay tribute at the statue of Nanaji Deshmukh at Deen Dayal Research Institute at Chitrakoot in Satna in Madhya Pradesh. India has overtaken China in terms of its weightage in the Morgan Stanley Capital International MSCI Emerging Markets Investable Market Index during this month. The weightage of India stood at 22.27% as compared to 21.58% of China in the index. Announcement in this regard was made by Morgan Stanley. The rebalancing reflects broader market trends. While Chinese markets have struggled on the back of the economic headwinds in that country, India's markets have benefited from favorable macroeconomic conditions. In the recent past, the country has posted a much superior equity market performance driven by strong macroeconomic fundamentals of Indian economy as well as robust performance by the corporates. India's forex reserves jumped more than $2 billion to a new high of $683.9 billion for the week ended 30th of August. As per the RBI figures released yesterday, this is the third consecutive weekly rise of forex reserves backed by healthy dollar inflows. According to the RBI data, in the past 3 weeks, reserves rose by $13.9 billion. The data showed that foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, increased by $1.48 billion. To $599 billion. Gold reserves saw a surge of $862 million to $61.86 billion. Meanwhile, special drawing rights, SDRs, were up by $9 million to stand at $18.47 billion. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 12 people, including 4 children, were killed after a head-on collision between the vehicle in which they were travelling and a roadways bus in Hathras district yesterday. 16 others were injured in the accident. Talking to Akashvani News, District Magistrate of Hathras said the mishap took place near village Mitai in Chandpa Police Station area on National Highway 93. The injured are undergoing treatment in the district hospital. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the Hathras road accident. Mr. Modi has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees for the family of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. The Congress has released a list of 31 candidates for Haryana Assembly polls. Senior party leader and former Chief Minister Bhupendra Singh Hooda will contest from Gadi Sampala Kiloi seat. State Congress Chief Uday Bhan has been fielded from Hudal. Wrestler Vinesh Phogat, who joined Congress yesterday, got ticket from Julana. Former minister in the state, Geeta Bhukkal, will contest from Jhajjar. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesh, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. People place clay idols of Lord Ganesh in their home and worship them during the 10-day-long festival. Ganesh Chaturthi is a major attraction in Maharashtra, where people celebrate it with great zeal. In Paris Paralympics, India's Hokato Hochisema won the bronze medal in the men's shot put F57 final event last night. Hokato produced an effort of his personal best of 14.65 meter to secure the third spot in the final held at the Stade de France. And that is the end of this news bulletin.